Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the band Country Cooking, featuring future bluegrass stars Tony Trischka, Pete Wernick, Russ Barenberg, Andy Statman, and many more. It's from the Rounder CD, 26 Bluegrass Instrumentals. We heard the Orange Mountain Special, written by Pete Wernick and guitarist John Miller. This week, we continue our bluegrass timeline, focusing on more contemporary and revolutionary players. We'll open with Red Allen, Frank Wakefield and the Kentuckians, and New Camptown Races, featuring Bill Keith on the banjo. It was recorded back in 1964, and it's included on the collection Classic Bluegrass on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Here's Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, and the Kentuckians on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlight. I stopped and she got in back, and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened, all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, for her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary home. Pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, for the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. The lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way, but 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Thank you for your troubles and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here, bringing Mary home."
Thank you.
There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. Mama talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you sweet loving wife. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, and there's more pretty girls than one. Honey, look down that old lonesome road. Hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. More pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one.
We're finishing up our two-week bluegrass feature this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and we just heard the Dry Branch Fire Squad from their recording Just for the Record and a great old Carter Stanley tune called Going to the Races. That was Ron Thomason and Suzanne Thomas on the vocals. That's on Rounder Records. And before that, when I first bought the recording of Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice, Skaggs and Rice, I really didn't know too much about brother harmony and brother duets. I just liked the way they sang. It's a long time ago. It was on vinyl. We heard There's More Pretty Girls Than One from Skaggs and Rice on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, the master fiddler Kenny Baker from his recording called Master Fiddler. We heard Brandywine, a tune that he wrote about some great memories he had from the Brandywine Festival in Delaware. Kenny Baker on the fiddle, and we heard Jack Hicks on the banjo. That's on County Records. And before that, the Country Gentleman and Bringin' Mary Home, a John Duffy tune. Charlie Waller, Doyle Lawson, Bill Emerson, Bill Yates, Mike Aldrich, and Ricky Skaggs were on that recording. That's from 1973. The Country Gentleman on Vanguard Records. And we let off that set from 1964, the New Camptown Races from Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, and the Kentuckians, along with Bill Keith. That's included on the CD Classic Bluegrass from Smithsonian Folkways. We're going to lead off this next set of Women in Bluegrass with Alison Krauss from her breakout recording from back in 1990. I've got that old feeling. Here's Louisa Branscombe's tune, Steel Rails. Alison Krauss on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Steel rails, chasing sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from
gone away. Old Denver is skipping and flying. skipping and a flying.
Stay.
think I know who did. And those sunflowers in my front yard are a precious gift. They tell me I am loved, I'm where I should be. And that God and my sister are smiling down on me. Cause she loves sunflowers, she loves sunflowers, she loves sunflowers that grew around our home.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1811. And remember, we're also on iTunes and now Bluegrass Planet. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the band Country Cooking, and they're recording 26 bluegrass instrumentals. And we just heard a couple of old-time tunes, Jaybird and Fiddler a Dram. The fiddler was Kenny Kosick. And before that, in that set of women playing bluegrass music, we heard Rhonda Vincent from her live album, All the Rage, that was recorded live at Bethel University in McKenzie, Tennessee. And we heard a tune called Is the Grass Any Bluer, all about Bill Monroe and his passing. And before that, from Becky Bueller, her recording A Crepe Paper Heart, heard a beautiful song called She Loved Sunflowers. And Claire Lynch was singing background vocals with her. And before that, we heard from Annie Staninek, from her self-titled recording, and a tune that was written by old-time fiddler Raina Gellert called Willow on the Lake. That's a tune we've been playing around the house lately, Annie Staninek. And before that, Laurie Lewis, from her recording Skippin' and Flyin', which is kind of a tribute to Bill Monroe. We heard Old Tenbrook. That's on Spruce and Maple Music from Laurie. And we let off that set with Alison Krauss and Steel Rails from I've Got That Old Feelin' on Rounder Records. Well, bluegrass music doesn't have to come from Tennessee. It doesn't have to come from the South. We're going to listen to folks from all over playing bluegrass music, and we're going to lead off with Ilya Toshinskaya. He is the banjo player with a band called Bering Strait. He's from Obninsk in Russia. Bering Strait was discovered playing bluegrass music in a Mexican restaurant in Moscow. Now they live in Nashville. Here's the title track of his recording, Red Grass. Here's Ilya Toshinskaya on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. places I have been to, all the things that I have seen since I left my home to wander when I was just 15. Though the traveling was easy, still sometimes the road got rough, and by the time that I turned 35, I thought I'd seen enough. But for me to settle down a while was not what God had planned. So one more time I left my home with suitcase in my hand. Oh, the journey took me far and wide across the deep blue sea. And now I know since I've been there where I was meant to be. I've seen sunsets on the ocean, I've seen the desert bloom, I've driven endless highways beneath the prairie moon. Yet the picture in my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall. The songs that Doc has taught to me and the things that he had sung about I never thought I'd see. In the hills of Carolina, folks have opened up the door, and for the first time in my life I'm not a stranger anymore. I've seen sunsets on the ocean, I've seen the desert bloom, I've driven endless highways beneath the prairie moon. Yet the picture in my mind I see when I think about it all is the color of the leaves in Carolina. See, when I think about it all, is the color of the leaves in Carolina in the fall.
Back around. I swear the bulls are with me. I can simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music that sang it deep down in the mines, in dark and lonesome prison cells, behind battle lines. They called it music. Memorize a hymn. Pour way down in your soul, you know, seed was sown within. There's a power in the old songs I hope will never fade. So love them like your children and don't let them get away.
They called it music in the church house, in the fields. It was honest, it was simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music. Sang it deep down in the mines, in dark and lonesome prison cells, behind battle lines.
They called it music.
We just heard a set of folks who play bluegrass music, but they're not from the South. The Gibson Brothers are from upstate New York. They grew up on a farm, and that's the title track of their recording. They called it Music. That's on Compass Records. And before that, the Kruger Brothers. They're from Switzerland, and we heard a beautiful tune, Carolina in the Fall. That's from their recording Best of the Kruger Brothers, and that's on Double Time Music. And we let off that set with Ilya Toshinskaya, who's from Russia, now living in Nashville. And we heard the title track of his recording, Red Grass. It's on Hadley Music Group from Ilya Toshinskaya. We're going to lead off this last set with Noam Pikelny from his newest recording, Universal Favorite, and an old Roger Miller tune, I've Been a Long Time Leaving, But I'll Be a Long Time Gone, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I've been a fool. I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you done me wrong. I've been a long time living, and I'll be a long time gone. Loved you so much. Loved you so much. I stayed around when I should have moved along. I've been a long time living, yeah, I've been a long time gone. Say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here comes a big old semi my way. Stick up with me, here truck coming. Truck goes by, it looks like it's flying. Whoop, big legs on my advice goes. I've been a fool. I've been a fool. Forgiving you each time you did me wrong. I've been a long time living, and I've been a long time gone. Say hi there, highline, hello, highway. Here comes a big old semi my way. Stick up a thumb, here truck coming. Truck goes by, looks like it's fine. Whoop, big legs on my device, course. Forgiving you each time you done me wrong. I've been a long time leaving, and I'll be a long time.
here at night, I toss and I turn, loving you so, how my heart yearns.
Honey, you're the reason I can't sleep at night.
Just a walk in the floor, thinking of you, smoke cigarettes, drink coffee too.
Honey, you're the reason I can't sleep at night. Sleep at
I've had fun these 2 weeks playing bluegrass music of all different styles. The timeline has taken us from early old-time music all the way up to Molly Tuttle, who was the very first woman in the history of the IBMA Awards to win the Guitar Player of the Year. That's from her recording called Rise, and we heard a tune called Save This Heart from Molly Tuttle. And before that, another band that's taking bluegrass to a little different direction, Flat Lonesome, from their recording Silence in These Walls. And we heard a song called You're the Reason. It's on Mountain Home Records. And we let off that set with Noam Pikelny, who is the banjo player for the infamous String Dusters. From his recording Universal Favorite, we heard an old Roger Miller tune, I've Been a Long Time Leaving, But I'll Be a Long Time Gone. That's on Rounder Records. Hope you've enjoyed the past 2 weeks as we have surveyed the timeline of bluegrass music. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1811.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a